Galway Ladies Football Manager Stephen Glennon. Stephen, you asked for two professional performances from your team. You got them.
You couldn't have asked for more there today, Darren. Like, you know, I suppose as management you're always worried and cautious, and you know you're thinking the worst case scenarios, but in fairness to the girls, like, they're so professional, everything they do, and from the get-go today they really got on it. And I suppose the big thing then for us, once we did build up a lead at half-time, second half last week, 6 points against Waterford, we felt we did a lot of things right but just weren't finishing. But in fairness, they resolved that problem today.
Galway did go into the group as favourites. You were expected to top it, so in one way you could say you're in a hiding to nothing, but I don't think anybody expected you to score 9.29 in the two games.
Yeah, it's fair clipping in fairness, and you know there's a lot of work going on in the training ground, but again you've hit the nail on the head. We probably were favourites to come out top of the group. After this, now the big tests are now for us, the championship, the business in the championship starts now, because Galway have always, you know, they've always acquitted themselves fairly well in the All-Ireland series, but when it gets to these latter games, you know, they've struggled. So we have to make sure now that we're fairly well on it coming into the All-Ireland quarter-final, and that we're in, you know, that we have whatever we do and whatever we want to do on the day, that we're able to do it because we've done the work on the training ground.
You were very well on it at the start of the game. Louise Ward with a goal after just 16 seconds, and then Roisin Leonard walking the ball into the back of the net, I think it was 10 minutes into the game. And by halftime, this contest was pretty much over.
Yeah, it probably was, in fairness, and that's not being disrespectful or anything, but like, we were playing so well, would it needed the bottom to fall out of it completely to get overturned. And in fairness to the girls, I said the big challenge for us at half time was to make sure that we had produced a better second half performance than we did against Waterford, and that's what we spoke about at half time, now that this was an ideal opportunity to show that we could keep playing at the same level and play same standard even when we made a couple of substitutions, and in fairness to the that.
You did, and you got a good chance to look at your panel as well. And Emma Rini came off the bench and got a goal as well. Leanne Cohn with two goals too, and great for Sarah Keneally also, the guest strike.
Yeah, in fairness, all those girls have been going really well in training, and you know, even from last week, there was no reason or cause to change the team from last week whatsoever, but we just said there were so many girls going well in training, we said we had to make a couple of changes and give girls championship game time. Like, there's a number of other girls there that are hugely unlucky. Shauna Milhoy, Deirdre Brennan came on last week, didn't come on this week. We have right down Leanne Walsh, is another one. Like, Leanne Walsh has turned into a fine inter-county player, and you know, first year in, like, I'd hate to try and have to leave her off next year, you know. So you're going right down to things. Lauren Diskin, our substitute goalkeeper, is coming on leaps and bounds. She's actually going very well as well. Then right down until Laura Heshen, who came in from last year's minor goalkeeper, she's working really hard and she's taken to it like to a duck to water. Like, we are really and truly in a very positive place at the moment. But it's all about making sure that when we get to the field of play and we get to these big games, that we translate what we've been doing on the training ground onto the playing field.
Of course, that noise in the background, of course, we're sitting watching the second game in Ballinasloe today between Cork and Armagh. We're going to talk about quarterfinals in a moment. Stephen, would you have been disappointed with the challenge Westmeath put up today? Because they really made an awful lot of unforced errors as well at the start.
Yeah, in fairness, I'd want to talk about Westmeath, to be quite honest. You know, all we were focused on was ourselves and making sure we did things to the best of our ability. I suppose would we have liked it to be a tighter game going into the game against Mayo? Probably, yeah. We probably would have learned a little bit more from it. But in that being said, there was still enough there to take from the game to say things we didn't do well. Like, we missed a number of opportunities in the first half after we built up kind of a lead. Like, we have to be a little bit more ruthless in those situations. And then a couple of times there towards the end of the game, we might have switched off. Like, you know, we were kind of half delighted we conceded a goal in one way, because, you know, we just felt that we weren't being punished for a couple of the mistakes we made, and thankfully Westmeath punished us. So now we can go back and say, listen, that's what happens when you cough up possession, or you don't do this right or that right. So at least when we go back now to the video analysis, you can say, listen, this is what happened, this is what the other teams will do as well.
One thing you'll definitely be picking out that second half was three yellow cards for three of your defenders. What were your thoughts on the three decisions?
At the time, we were just reorganising. You just took it as part of the game. I can't comment on it until I take a look at them in video analysis and see what it was. And, you know, I suppose when it happens, you're just looking to reorganise, make sure you're set up again, because if you dwell on them and found out this over the last number of years, that once you start getting bothered and engaging with officials and like that, you know, you don't really get anything out of it. You take from your own team's performance. So, you know, that was a little test for ourselves on the line. And in fairness, everybody on the line said, right, let's reorganise and make sure that we're on it again. Now, maybe it was easier because we had a lead built up and you were still pretty confident that you were going to get over the line, but at least we didn't start making issues out or anything like that. And listen, it was a thing that the girls were reckless in their tackling or something like that, you know, like that's something we have to clean up on, but that's all I can say at it now, Darren.
One thing they will be concerned about was an injury to Anya McDonough at the end. Any details, what's going on?
Yeah, her shoulder popped out. So it's been put back in there now, so we just have to wait and see how she responds and how she recovers. So yeah, we're going to have an anxious wait on her now for the next 2 weeks. But again, like Darren, I suppose, you know, if it's a thing that Anya doesn't make it, we're just going to have to get on with it, because like I said, that's why we're playing players, that's why we're building our squad. She'd be a huge loss to her. Like, I've huge faith in Anya, as all the management do, and she really does bring another dimension to our game. But at the same time, you know, like, that's why we have been trying to get and vary our subs even in the last two games, because we know there's quality there in our squad, and hopefully we'd be able to fill that position and not take anything away from the team performance in the quarter final if she doesn't make it.
Now, I did promise you before the group stages I wouldn't mention them, and now of course you have them. It's Galway against Mayo Part 2.
Yeah, and sure, listen, it's a huge incentive for Mayo going into this game. You know, it gives them a chance to come back and maybe put things right that they felt weren't right in the Connacht final. But for us, like, it's not going to change for us. We're going to just go back to the training ground and keep working on the things we need to work on. And like, Mayo are going to produce a much stiffer test than the two we have already. So we've got to be hugely aware of that, and we've got to realise that the next level we play is going to be quicker, going to be faster. And if we're not doing things the way we should be doing them, then you're going to be punished, as I said, same as we were in the latter stages there against Westmeath today.
Alstine, I'm not going to ask you your thoughts on what was going on in Mayo over the last few weeks with the various players and all that, but obviously you'll be determined to make sure that your girls stay away from all the talk about that. Will they, won't they? That's bound to happen over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, listen, I've said to the girls, it's nothing to do with us. Like, you know, we can only look after our own camp. It's hard enough to control things inside your own setup at times. So, you know, to be honest, they're not going to pay much attention to it. Haven't paid much attention to it before, but because we're in ladies' football, anybody that you meet that's interested in sport has been asking what's going on in Mayo, and we just said we don't know, because we don't, and nobody knows. So that's for Mayo to sort out themselves and to look after themselves. All we can do is look at our own setup and make sure that we're in a good place when we get to the knockout stages.
Because we do know as well, regardless what happens in Mayo, they win 50 minutes with Dublin today. They're playing good football, and they're going to give Galway a big challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if you look at it, like, the majority of that team, the vast majority of that team, are your National League team. And like, I was hugely impressed with Mayo in the National League. I thought they played some brilliant football. So regardless of what has happened or has not happened inside the camp, what the personnel they have there at the moment is not far away from the National League team, which reached the National League final and which were very good in doing so. So that's the team we'll be playing, like, and that's the team we'll be legislating for, and not anything else.
And Stephen, we'll leave you at this. There might be no trophy on the line, but it won't lack the fanfare, and I'd say he'd be glad it won't be in Castlebar.
Yeah, no, but like, you know, that was one of the things here today, coming to Duggan Park. Like, you know, we haven't always done very well in home games, and a lot of it is because when we go and we travel away to away games, we tend to bond a little bit better, you know, because you have the whole thing of getting together that morning, the bus journey down, we're chatting, we're talking, and today you were just coming basically straight to the field. And that was just the way it was. So it was a bit of a different experience. Maybe that put us on a little bit on edge, because we hadn't that time together this morning, because we are growing more comfortable in each other's company, and we are getting on a lot better, and growing as a group. So, you know, I suppose, listen, wherever it's played the next day, at least, you know, we'll hopefully have that time before, and we can focus the minds. But listen, I said that's a management thing, that maybe we're trying to focus our own minds, because these girls were very focused today, and, you know, nothing can take away from that.
Stephen, it's a job well done. I hope that smile is still in your face when we talk in 2 weeks' time. The build-up for the sequel starts now. Go against Mayo, August the 12th. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Darren. Good man.